Yoredei, Asumin Reish Ayin Vav, continuing in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Okay, so we're starting Simin Reish Ayin Vav. I wasn't sure exactly what order to do the Simin in, because Sif Aleph is based on Sif Vav and Zayin. So basically, in Menachos, and Daf Lamed on the base, there's a whole discussion. What happens in a Sefer Torah if a person forgot to write the Shem of Hashem? Instead of writing Shem Hashem, he wrote, I don't know, Reuven, whatever. He went on. He forgot the Shem Hashem. So there's a whole discussion over there about erasing what he wrote. And then writing the Shem Hashem. Here, actually, in the Shach, in Sif Katan Tes, he introduces us to two types of erasings. There's an erasing called Machak, Shach Sukkotan Tes, which is in Siv Zayim. Machak Hanushit Nimchak Bodolach. He writes a letter. He was supposed to write Shem Hashem. He forgot it. He went on to the next word. While it's still wet, he wants to erase it. He does that. He's allowed to do that. He can do that. He probably should do that. That's called to be Mochik, which in modern Hebrew means to erase. The garar, the other word used over here in halacha is garar, is like to drag something. Hanu kishen nigrar kishen nityabesh. Once the ink dries, so that's called bigorer, like you're scraping. Well, you're scraping off the letters that are already dried on the cloth.
So if it's wet, you say
anything? If it's wet, you wipe it off. That the halachic term for wiping off wet ink. And the Sefer Torah is called mochek, mechiko, which is what we call erasing. Once it's dry, it has a different term. It's called to be gorer, which is more like scraping it off. Because it's dry, it requires more effort. You have to scrape it off. They gave it a different name. So, in Menachos and Avlamin of Beis, there's many opinions as to what to do if you forgot to write the Shem Hashem. So, you can erase it when it's wet. Let's see it when it's dry. You can scrape it off when it's dry. And then write Shem Hashem and go on. So that it's not so simple that you can do that. Because when you erase ink from a cloth, there's still a mark there. It's not what I call a beautiful, fresh cloth. It's not so pretty, right? So to write a Shem Hashem in an area that's not so pretty, there's room to say that maybe you shouldn't do that. So what's the other option? So there's something called tliya. Tliya is to hang it. And that is to write in between the line. Right? We said that in the Sefer Torah, the lines are double spaced. So in between the line, write the Shem Hashem up above. So there's a whole discussion. Can you write a Shem Hashem up above the line? So there's an option of erasing. There's an option of scraping. There's an option of putting it between the lines. And there's all different opinions. Here. Machol gets 3, 4, 5, 6 opinions. And then how do we paskin? All found in Menachos, Andaf, Lamed, Amud Beis. And then, basically, we hold that all three, we paskin all three are fair options. There's discussion, what's better? So, that's what we have in Siv Vav and Siv Zayin. And based on that discussion in Menachos, Daf Lamed on the base, which gives us our halachos and Daf Vav and Daf and Siv Vav and Siv Zayin, that's where Siv Aleph comes from. So let's start with Siv Vav. Siv Vav, you with me? We're in Simen Reish Ayin Vav and Hilchos Sefer Torah, you're there, Siv Vav. Shachach Lichtov Hashem Kulo. You forgot to write the entire Shem Hashem. Tola oso bein hashitos. You can hang it between the lines. Wherever it was supposed to go, you went on to the next word. Up in the line, up above that word, you're going to write the Shem Hashem. Aval mitzas Hashem b'shita umiksaso toloi pasal. If I wrote half the Shem Hashem and then I got distracted and I continued going, I'm not allowed to put half of the Shem in the line and the other half in between the lines. I can put the whole Shem Hashem in between the lines, but not part of the Shem Hashem between the lines. What if I did that? What if I did half the Shem Hashem in the line, Yud K in the line, I got distracted, and the Vav K above the line? So that's a big machlokes haposkim over here. The Taz in Sifkat the Dalit tells us is Lashon Rambam. Da filo b'diavad pasul. That's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Look back in Shulchan Aruch Siva. Mixes Hashem b'shita u'mixoso toloi pasul. Pasul sounds like pasul. It's no good. And that's how the Taz understands it. Zel Lashon Rambam. Da filo b'diavad pasul. Echen yisachavim Lashon Atur. He thinks that is meduyak in the words of the tour also, that it's going to be pasul. If you look in the Shach, I have two Zions. I have a Zion and a star Zion. If you look at the first Zion, the regular Zion, I don't get by Aval Mixas Hashem. The Shach, by me it's Sifkot on Zion, regular Zion without the star. Dibor Maschal Aval Mixas Hashem. Ubabach Kasa Didas Hatur Uksas Poskim. Diafagat to the Chatchila Ein Litlos Mixas Hashem. Afilochi Ein Lapostle B'diavid. So this opinion comes from the Gemara Menachos and Daf Lamid. And we passing like this opinion, I think it's Rav Shimon Shazuri, you can put the entire Shem Hashem in between the lines, but not part of the Shem Hashem. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Omer Kol Hashem Kulo Tolim, Mitzasso Ein Tolim. The whole Shem Hashem you can put in between the lines, half of Shem Hashem you can't put between the lines. Other Tanoim, Amoran say, no, you can't put a Shem Hashem in between the lines. That's not respectful of the Shem Hashem. What do? You erase the next word, if you can. If it's two Shemos of Hashem, two different Shemos of Hashem, you can't erase it, you stop. But if you can erase the next word, erase the next word. Erase it when it's wet, erase it when it's dry. So that's the machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to put it in between the lines, as long as it's a whole Shem Hashem. If it's half the Shem Hashem, half in the line, half above the line, the Shulchan Aruch says pasul. Pasul sounds like it's really pasul. The Taz understands that pasul is pasul. That's how he understands the tour. And the Shach brings from the Bach, he wants to say that it is not pasul. It means don't do it the chatchila, but b'diavad it's not pasul. And so there is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz how to understand the tour. Or between the Bach and the Taz, how to understand the tour. One says the tour says it's okay. The other says the tour says it's not okay. So there is a machlokas how to understand the tour. Fine. So you could put the we paskin bottom line. You could put the whole Shem Hashem between the lines, even though there are definitely opinions the Gemara say it's not good. We paskin it is good, provided that it's a whole Shem Hashem and not half a Shem Hashem. Half Shem Hashem you don't do. What if you did it? B'di'evet a machlokas haposkim if it is kosher b'di'evet or pasul. That's Ziva. That's like a Ziv Zayin. Mutter lichtov Hashem amakom hamechak v'amakom hagirar. You're allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a makom of mechak and a makom of girar. And that's the shach that we saw in Sifkat and Tes. What's the difference between mechak and girar? It's just, I don't think it's a halachic difference, I don't think. But it's a technical difference. The technical difference is, if it's wet, we call it mechika. If it's dry, we call it grira, girar. Okay? Either way, you're allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a place that you erased. Hagah, ve'ein chilek b'zeh ben Sefer Torah l'shar Sfarim. There's no difference if this is a Sefer Torah or a different Sefer. Now the Shach in Sifkat and Yud points out that this Ramah does not seem to belong here. Look at the Shach Sifkat and Yud. Kei misuderet hagah zu b'kol ha'sfarim. V'cheinu b'ater zav, the Ramah is over here in Sif Zayin. Ava be'emes ein inyan alakan. So the Ramah doesn't belong here. Why should there be a difference between a Sefer Torah and a other Sfarim? The Kevin of a Sefer Torah mutter, if it's mutter in a Sefer Torah, lift up al hamachak vigurar, kol shekem b'shar Sfarim. If it's good in a Sefer Torah, it should certainly be good on other Sfarim, which have less Kedusha. So why would the Ramah tell me this? This is obvious. So says the Shach, the Ramah is out of place. This Shach belongs back. I'm sorry. This Ramah belongs back in Sifvav. Sifvav that told us that you're allowed to write the whole Shem Hashem between the lines, but not half Shem Hashem. The Mixasa totally puzzle, and if it's only half a Shem Hashem, it's going to be puzzle. Even though the Shach said puzzle doesn't really mean puzzle, it means puzzle lechatzil, but the evidence okay. That's what he says the Ramah is coming to tell me. That would be a chiddush. You can't write half a Shem Hashem in the line, half a Shem Hashem above the line. Not only you can't do that in a Sefer Torah, which has a super high level of Kedusha. Even other Svarim, which have less of a level of Kedusha, you also can't split the Shem Hashem between the line and above the line. Now that the Shulchan Aruch paskin for us, that I can do all, let's say, two or three options. I can erase, whether erase is erasing or scratching out the next word to write Shem Hashem on the erase part, or I can write it above the margin. What's preferable? What's the better way to do it? So look at the Shach Sif Katan Ches, Mutter Lichtov Hashem, Mash Maksas, Ala Mechag Vigrar Adif, Milit Lot. It sounds from here like it's better to erase the next word that you wrote and write the Shem Hashem on the erased part of the cloth rather than hanging it and putting it above the line. The Kumar Shekosev, the Beis Yosef, the Das HaRosh, like the Beis Yosef writes with the opinion of the Rosh, became Das Yesh Poskim. And that is the opinion of, I don't know if he's quoting the Beis Yosef, but that's what the Poskim seem to say. Then he goes on to say, Ki agav lekosvu hatur, v'mechab lekom v'simen reish ayin tes, we'll get there, v'ezrat Hashem, and simen reish ayin tes, sif dalet, she'en agrira genai kamo atzliyah, meaning they're both, let's say, bidyevet, right? We're in a bidyevet situation. The sofer went on, he made a mistake. Okay, mistakes happen. Now the question is, what's the best way of correcting the mistake? Is it better to erase and write the Shem Hashem on an erased piece of cloth, which is not so pretty? Or is it better to put Shem Hashem above the line? So he says over here, quoting what's said later on, Reish Ayin Tes, that writing on an erased piece of cloth is not as bad as hanging it between the lines. Hanging it between the lines is worse. So if you can erase it, you should erase it. So if you can't erase it, then you still have the option to put it between the lines. The Hilkach, and therefore, bottom line says the Shach. Hey, chad efshe l'sakim b'tliya olitav ala mechag ugrar lo yitle. If I have a choice, this or that, it's better to erase and write the Shem Hashem on the erase part. V'kamdu alei shekein nagu, and says the Shach, I think that is the minute. To erase and write it on the erase part. Only if you can't erase, and therefore you can't write it on the erase part, and you have no other choice, so then you can write the Shem Hashem above, in the margin, so to speak, not in the margin, above, in the space above where it was supposed to go. Okay, so that's Sivan Ziv Zayin. Now, because there's a machlok, you see, there's a big machlok, yes, we didn't go through all the opinions, we just said it outside, basically. Menachos Daf Laman of Abayz, whole discussion about putting the Shem Hashem up, you could put it above the line or not. Are we passing? You can. But the whole discussion of the Gemara and the different opinions of the Gemara are only because of Shem Hashem. What if I didn't forget Shem Hashem? What if we got a different word or words? So, the Medayek, he uses a TT, Talmudic thumbs. If there's a machlok, yes, about putting Shem Hashem, okay, we happen to pass it, even Shem Hashem is okay. But then certainly, if I forgot Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, I could put that above the line.
Yeah, give it the biggest chiddush. That the Shem Hashem can
be. Right. Well, right, even before once you come to the bottom line, so it's already, you don't even need, it's almost like you don't need Sifal. If I can put Shem Hashem above the line, I can certainly put Reuven's name above the line. But it's kind of like taking a step back, because it comes, I guess Sifal comes before Sifal. So they're saying that the whole Machlokas and debate in Menachos and Lamed is only because of Shem Hashem. By any other name, there's no debate. That for sure will be okay. And the fact that we pass even Shem Hashem is okay, so then already, boo. Settled. So let's go back now to Sif Aleph. Reish Ayin Vav Aleph. Ta'ah. He made a mistake. V'dileg teva. He skipped a word. O Yoser. Or more than a word. A few words. Yachol Litzlosa Bein Hashitin. He can put it in between the lines. Aval. But. Lo berevach shebein daf ledaf. He can't put it in the margin. Meaning, going left, in between the two columns of Sefer Torah, there he can't put it. You can put it in between the lines. In between the lines, yes. In between, on the margin, in between the columns, no. And that we've already learned back in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We said that you can have a whole discussion over there, that if most of the word is in the margin, so I can write part of a word out of the margin, if it's only two letters, let's say, there was a whole discussion over there. Most of the word, not most of the word, I had to learn the halach over there. But a whole word, you can't put in the margin. So here we're basically reiterating what we said over there. Now, usually there's no reason to put a word between the margin, unless you skip the word. If you didn't skip a word, there's no reason. Just go to the next line. Now I skipped the word. So now I have a problem. Where do I put the word that I skipped in the margin? You don't put the word that you skipped in the margin. That we've already learned. That's Chazara for us. Reishayin Gimel. But you could put it up between the lines. But if you don't have enough room, then you would seem to have a problem. I don't know. But you don't put it in the margin. You can't put a whole word in the margin. But you can put it up between the lines. So that's Siman Reishayin Vav. Vav Zayin and Aleph. Let's see if there's something else. A couple of minutes. Alright, we'll stop it. So that's your day, Reish and Vav. Aleph, Vav, and Zayin.